I'm sure some of you will have questions. I'd like to introduce you to Michael Bloom. He's the Vice President with the Conference Board of Canada. And then we'll have some questions if you want.
Thanks. It's my pleasure to thank our distinguished speaker, and I've made a few notes here, which are probably incomprehensible to me now, but I'm going to try and hit on a few of the themes and say something about how I saw the earlier presentations connecting to this one. And I think the first point, why I'm here, the Conference Board is an organization that represents large and medium businesses and governments at the federal and provincial and municipal level, and acts as an independent research organization. I'm here because there's a problem with, not with health care, but with health in Canada, certainly in Canada as across the world. Our particular problem in this country is that it is very difficult indeed to imagine how we are going to keep our people healthy or make them healthier. The financial condition of the country is difficult. We all know we're coming out of a recession. The Conference Board forecasts the recovery, which is now underway. The governments of this country are in a severe deficit. We do not see the provincial governments coming out of deficit for a very long time. Federal government in the next 5 years. In that condition, in that situation, a healthcare system which is every year costing more than the inflation rate would dictate, so that in the last year was over $115 billion in this country, constitutes a clear and present danger to our ability to sustain ourselves. So there's a real economic force here at the macro level. At the same time, there are issues in this country about how we can sustain our people in a fair fashion, how we can ensure social justice, how we can deal with inequity, how we can change the health outcomes for many at-risk populations. So there's a real context here. The business community in Canada has an interest, a growing interest in this, partly driven by the economics, partly driven by a sense of what Professor Kander was talking about the need to make a commitment to community, to society. So harnessing the power of business for sustainable health and wealth for all, business creates an economically sustainable social good. That is indeed an ambitious agenda. As I heard the story about business unfolding, a few key points came out here, and I want to sort of set out what I heard as being particularly germane in this country, and I think internationally as well. The stories, of course, I'm always deeply moved by a story about affordable and healthy beer. That was a good start. But the thing, if you'll notice, the number of products and the number of companies, the range of sectors involved. And in the book, you also hear stories about banks like Banco Real, which became the Bank of Value, for example, in Brazil. And by the way, number one in brand awareness, which is, so there are connections in all kinds of sectors for companies and all kinds of ways that they can act. But I heard a few key ideas that I intend to take to the business community. One is that and I think it's an important idea, this, whether you call it a supercorp or the vanguard company, the notion that you can, in an important sense, you can link social good with core business function and make that work. This is an idea that has been, is not yet widely recognized in this country. It is a possibility about what is perhaps an ideal state to, in fact, construct, function, and ultimately define the very goals or vision for corporations, which connects the capacity of the company to operate economically with their role in the world, in the society, locally, nationally, and internationally. That is a very big idea indeed, and I think one that needs to be explored in the next 2 days. The second thing is the PVP, the purpose, values, and principles idea. That there is a capacity for such a notion to provide strategic guidance, a strategic guidance system for businesses to yield business advantage. In the end, if you're going to really engage business in a large scale, it must be more than corporate social responsibility. It needs to be seen to be not on the margin of business activity, but connected to the main central function of business. And the ideas in this book are stimulating to lead us to discuss that. It's going to take some work to engage business in it, but it's the conversation that I think needs to be to occur. And then the points about the potential benefits there, whether it's around employee loyalty, innovation, whether it's about the capacity to create a control system for self-regulation inside the organization, and ultimately to be profitable. All of those are incredibly important. They are actually, we've done in our way at the Conference Board a bit of work in this area. We recently did a report called Healthy People, Healthy Performance, Healthy Profits, HP3, looking at the compatibility of social goals with economic results. So I think this is an important area to continue discussing, and it's going to be the basis for moving a business forward. Two more points. If we can take all these micro, if you, in economics jargon, the micro, the firm level impacts, and aggregate them, we may see a substantial macro impact, particularly if it's a leveraged impact. Arguably, businesses do three things. They act, they lend expertise, and they serve as a catalyst, or they act as partners, but catalyst as well. They stimulate other behaviors. If you combine all of the business activity with some of those roles, we may see a substantial national and or international impact coming out of that. That's not a mainstream idea yet, but it's certainly worth pushing and exploring through this and over the next several years. And finally, I think the notion that the power of interconnection, it's not business alone. It is not only the CEO or the employees, but it is the organization in partnership with the other part, with the other potential partners. Government is a key player, but not only government. If we connect the parts, what we heard is that we connect the parts, then those qualities of business can lead us to a, to kind of paraphrase you, a smarter, healthier planet. So on behalf of all of us, I want to thank you for stimulating our thinking and presenting some possibilities about how to connect business into this vital enterprise of health for us all. Thank you.
Thank you. No, you're right.